B-Pod Studios.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
No, Fred, come on, man. This is a family radio show.
No, it's not. Not really.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Just Billy Sheehan.
Billy Sheehan?
Mr. Mayor?
Billy Sheehan is going to take it for a ride, baby. Paul Gilbert, you get in the sidecar. We're going to take this thing big, Mr. Big. Jonathan Haidt is an academic who I'm a huge fan of. He has a book I suggest every parent or academic or teacher to read called The Coddling of the American Mind. And he has evidence that our political polarization is interfering with effective responding to the virus. And he says that Democrats are less likely to respond to state-level order when issued by a Republican governor relative to one issued by a Democratic governor. These results are robust to controlling for other factors, including time, geography, local, whatever it is, COVID-19 cases.
What's going on with this? What is? I got lost. So
he's saying that the political polarization that our country is going through is affecting the social distancing for the coronavirus. He's saying that if you were a Democrat, you're less likely to follow the instructions of a Republican governor. And if you're a Republican, you're less likely to follow the instructions from a Democratic governor.
Well, that's a shame.
Well, that is a shame. I'll tell you that much.
It's something that, you know what, how about you don't listen to your politicians and you listen to your scientists? That, I think it's something like this.
Well, there's no such thing as science. I mean, come on.
I think you listen to guys like Dr. Fauci, and then you just, you know, everyone else has got some sort of agenda one way or the other.
The Fauci man's come out. He's been a little more positive. The Fauci man. He's been a little more positive.
Because you know what? This is about the time we were supposed to start seeing some results, and we finally are. Because for a month now, we've all been stuck inside, and most people have been doing what he's been telling us to do.
Yes.
And that's why you have to continue to listen to him. And he's been giving worst-case scenarios because when this whole thing first started, there were a bunch of jackasses who weren't paying attention to this. As a matter of fact, Tracy, I may have the clip right here. So there was this guy last weekend who had a F the virus party. Let me see if I can find this.
Now, okay. So let's get in this guy's head. So, okay, I'm going to have a party.
Yes.
And so, you know, it's a free society. I suppose you can have a party if you wish. But the party is to say, pay no attention to this epidemic that is keeping everyone home and destroying the economy.
Yeah.
So the idea of the party is to celebrate. Now, is this because this is not even a punk rock statement?
No,
this is anti-punk rock statement. This is saying that you know what I want is people not to have jobs.
I know it's like all right, what you're doing is making it worse for everyone and making this go on longer for everyone.
And by the way, not like in a cute way where we like stay home and like wear masks, in a way that like. We're not making money.
Right.
So, like,
you are stealing money from everyone by doing this.
This is a free economy.
Yeah.
And you are taking, and not from, by the way, and not, you are not sticking it to the billionaires. You are sticking it to
the opposite, the people who need money the most.
Right. I read something that like a million trillion people can't pay their rent or something like that. So what a fun party. What a fun thing. So listen, if you're going to have a party, I suggest you don't. But if you're going to have a party, don't name it. Screw the virus.
It's called the We Don't Give an F About Coronavirus Party. That's the official name of it.
Okay. Because if you're going to, like, say you're going to, you're like, hey, I can't take any more. I want to have a party. Who am I? I don't need to know about it. All right. You're doing your thing. don't say screw the virus. Because I'm staying home with children. You don't have, don't rub it in my face that you are having a party.
At least he got the treatment that he deserved. So this was in Cincinnati, and this gentleman's name is Rashawn Davis. He's 25.
And what a wonderful city, by the way.
Yeah, and not only did he want this party to happen, he made a video of him at the party where he did a play-by-play. I have some clips from this. Once again, Rashawn Davis. There look like, I mean, I had Mike Lockhart watch this too. It looks like there's at least 100 people at this street party. There might even be more.
Wow.
But they're standing on cars and everyone's, you know, it's like, well, the city is theirs for one night,
right,
because everyone's inside.
So, that's right. They're so, it's anarchy. They're so ahead of it.
He was arrested.
What rebels?
Because they saw the video. It was like, oh, well, you're the guy who started this.
There's guys sitting around licking ice cream and putting it on the internet.
I know.
Like, what do you think what's going to happen to you, you stupid idiot? By the way, how famous are you going to get? Like, what are people going to think when you're licking ice cream at the store? All right, best case scenario. You're licking ice cream at the store. what comes of it? Like, millions of people start, you know, Kim Kardashian forwards it to her followers. Like, what is the best case scenario for that? But go ahead. So he's okay. He's got this mega batch in that dump Cincinnati, with one of the worst cities on the planet. So he's got it. So you have to go to Kentucky to go to a strip club where Larry Flint had to shut down his stripper establishments. All right, go ahead.
Okay, so here's about a minute long clip from the 12 minutes that he posted. Of him out with his 100 friends or whatever having an F the coronavirus party.
Yeah, let the women get up there. Hey, you say that?
Women. Yeah, that's how we doing in my city, man. We don't give a f about the coronavirus. It's how we
celebrate our coronavirus. Bitch. You got 1,400 people watching you right now. What you got?
Oh, wow.
What the f going on, man? I'm talking about 1,400 people watching y'all right now.
Yeah, sir. Yeah. We heard with it. If you ain't heard with it, you're there with it.
Come listen to that background music right there.
Shabanka.
She tired, y'all. She can't hang.
Oh, poor Shabanka.
She's the main one.
Shabanka is just too tired.
She's probably infected. Dying.
She's got pneumonia.
This shit about to hit World Star on everything.
Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine?
Goodness.
We don't give a f about that. This is how we celebrate our coronavirus.
All right, you can stop it. All right,
you get the point.
So, 1,200 people. What power he possesses over.
Well, one of them was a police officer because he got arrested because of that video.
Right. But imagine, Rich, to have 1,200 people watching your video and all the awards and jewels and things that would happen to you. I have pictures on Instagram that got like 2,000 views. And you know what I got from it? Nothing.
Nothing.
At Fred Toucher, influencer on Instagram. But I'll tell you this. Is that what I suggest everyone does is to put something on Instagram and if live. And if you get 1,200 views, the world's your oyster. There's nothing that you can't accomplish at that point.
Wow!
You've become a part of our zeitgeist. You've made it, idiot.
You've shown that virus. Yep. Who's boss now? Virus.
Like you had a party. You know what? Have the party. I can't stop you from having the party.
No, don't have the party. Yes,
no, I don't want you to be arrested. Rich, I'm not having. He should be arrested. I'm not having a party. I'm not doing it. You're not doing it. No one I know is doing it. Unfortunately, I have to have a virtual Easter with people, and all I know is my mom's going to cry because she's not going to be able to figure out how to use the computer. So that's the only certainty going on in this. But, I mean, certainly, what do you, on the computer, 1,200 people? And he's all proud of himself. 1,200 people. Wow. You could sell out the You could sell out the Great Scott. Good for you. Like you're really on the people's minds.
Great Scott's a little smaller, I think, than 1,200. I think.
Well, then you know two shows.
It's more like the Sinclair, I would say.
Okay, so the Sinclair. Yeah, you could sell out the Sinclair with your 1,200 people. I mean, this idea of like eyes on you on the internet is so funny to me. Because he's like bragging there's 1,200 people. Who cares? I mean, 1,200 people watch. I don't even know what I can compare it to. 1,200 people have probably listened to that song the guy made about me.
Right. The Fred Toucher song, yes.
Yeah, that when he just plays the same piano part and sings Fred Toucher.
By the way, what's great is that guy's contacted us like whenever we play that, because he's from New Hampshire, and I guess he listens to the show, and he's always like, "Hey, great!" And I was like, "And you know, I've got a concert coming up." Like, okay, and I emailed him back once, and I was like, "Hey, listen, if you ever do like more songs about like the station or something, you know, send them my way." And like a year later, he heard us play like one of the replays, and he goes, "Still haven't gotten around to those songs." I'm like, "All you do is write songs. There's like a million of them." He goes, I'm doing one about the weather in Maryland right now, or something.
You can't push a genius.
It's true.
You have to let them work at their own order. Can you imagine that 1,200? Can you imagine being like, there's 1,200 people watching me on the phone and being so proud of yourself? 1,200 people. Now, what does that get you? So there's 1,200 people. Say you had 1,200 followers. Now, what does that get you? It gets you nothing.
No,
you achieve nothing. You get nothing. So then you branded a coronavirus party. Now, Rich, I'm on your side. I am not having anyone over this weekend. I don't pretend to be saying that I'm going to do any socializing. But I certainly, if I had people over, I would not tape it and put it out live to get 1,200 people to like me. But there you go.
I like to listen to you on the radio in the greater Boston area. You are very funny. Get on the radio talking about your life and talking about sports and stuff with your buddy Rich. Toucher and Rich is such a very good
show. I bet
show
you over 1,200 people have listened to the song.
You know, I'm going to go on Spotify and let's take a look.
Well, Jesus, we have tens of thousands of listeners. I mean, that already has happened.
Hey, guys, hey. I know the song.
I have a video of my daughter swearing that has more than 1,200 views. I get such a kick out of the woman that got mad at me. My daughter swear.
It's so funny when you say funny thing.
Under 1,000, according to Spotify.
No, sorry, Fred.
Oh, Fred.
Well, now 30,000 people are hearing it.
There you go. Point. That's right about it.
Fred Tatcho, you could call me if you wanted to. My phone.
Let me see what's on my Instagram. I don't even know why you have to take it. I mean, that's public stuff.
Right. Rich, you said he was doing a concert somewhere.
Okay. Oh yeah, it's like at an Elks Lodge or something.
Oh okay.
I put a video up or a picture up yesterday of a friend of mine who was so wasted on drugs that I skateboarded it on him. And that's at Fred Toucher, and that has 500 views. My daughter swearing has 8,349 views. I put a picture up of Saved by the Bell, it has 862. I have a picture of my daughter flipping off my son that has 1,169 likes. My picture of me with my bald head and no shirt on has 1,713 likes. So, you know what, and I'm really, Rich, you know, this has given me nothing but pleasure and furthered my career.
You took your Instagram account right to the bank and said, I'd like to cash out, please.
I just said,
give
you
me
know
what I am owed.
I am bored, and this is what I'm going to do today. Ugh, people are just awful. Now, and then now, if you're in Cincinnati, now you're not, and then, these guys aren't going anywhere. They're not traveling anywhere. But now you're in Cincinnati, and then you got to wait another week to start working.
And none of the seasons start for any of these teams until every city seems to be at the point where they can participate. The people in that city.
Okay, so very quickly, and then we'll break. Jonathan Haidt, again, the guy who wrote The Connolly and the American Mind, put out a video showing the effects of social distancing. And it's a bunch of rat traps with ping pong balls on them. And if in the first part of the video, they're all together and he drops a ping pong ball and they all go crazy dropping these ping pongs and going crazy. Then he separates the ping pong, the rat traps and the ping pong balls, and he drops a ping pong ball and nothing happens. So I thought that was a very interesting illustration of the power of social distancing. So, dude, we're going to go back to work. Stop keeping us from going back to work. People need money. Stop. It's just, say you want every old person to die. Great. People need money.
You're stopping. Wait, that's a shirt. Say you want every old person to die. Great.
No, I'm giving them just. I'm giving them like, okay, you got that. All right. People can't make money now. Big party. 1,200 people watching it. Stupid idiot. All right.
You know what? I wish that guy would. He needs to feel the pain.
Boots to asses.
That's right. All right. We'll be back in just
a moment. Say mercy.
Toucher and Rich.
As we roll into the weekend and in Easter, where I will have a virtual dinner with my parents, where my mother will cry. Because she will not be able to figure out how to use Zoom. If you guys want to gamble on something, just gamble on my mom crying.
What, over under on how long it takes?
No. It would be if she cries. Crying is minus 500. Not crying plus 500.
Well, to hear you say it, it's going to happen, so it doesn't sound like a safe bet.
No, she'll cry.
Yeah.
I've been told that I literally have to leave the house while they're figuring this out. Like, I'm going to have to leave my home, or else the crying will get completely out of control. And she's listening right now, I guarantee you. But I mean, she'll cry, okay. No doubt. And not because, like, she's sentimental about not seeing us, because we've never spent an Easter together in years, but it will be because of the challenges of Zoom on the computer. Which, meanwhile, like 2 days ago, every old Jewish person in Pennsylvania was able to figure it out when we did the Seder. But nonetheless, all right, Rich, well, listen, what a better treat to give the people of Boston as they sit at home, reveling in the solidarity and pain of this pandemic than the gift of laughter.
Mm-hmm.
So, Rich, what are we going to play for them right now?
I picked this one because this morning we would have either been previewing Game 1 of the playoffs or possibly discussing what happened last night during Game 1 of the NHL playoffs. Let's get to New Jack Edwards.
Hi, this is Jack Edwards. Jack Edwards.
Snowball 1, Hell 0.
But today I am New Jack Edwards.
Yeah, Spider-Man and freeze in full effect.
You ready, Ron?
I'm ready.
You ready, Dave?
I'm ready, Slick. Are you?
Oh, yeah. Take it down.
Girl, I must warn you.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. And we are playing New Jack Edwards. Who is Jack Edwards? Well, he's the voice the Boston Bruins on television. Little do you know that Jack Edwards, aside from being a history buff, a soccer announcer, and a expert on the Boston Bruins, is also a man who loves New Jack music. But
he used to have a high top fade back in the day.
Oh yeah, he was Tony Tone, and Jack was what it was originally called.
He had the Z-Cavs, he had the Skids. My man could do the Roger Skids. Rabbit like no one's business.
Skids.
Skids with a Z.
Well, you know, there's only so many New Jack songs, Rich. I mean, we can't just be forced to do New Jack.
Well, first of all, we've loved doing New Jack Edwards in the past. It's one of our favorite things in the world. And then Jack Edwards, truth be told, started doing some work with a radio station across the street. We're like, well, okay, well, that's it then. Apparently, we can't be on with us anymore. Johnny Wallgame over here runs into him at the Bruins
game two.
Game two. And goes, hey, you know, Jack, we miss you. And he says to you,
he said, it's not exclusive. I'd love to do New Jack again. I said, really? Well, I'll get Rich to get in touch with you.
Emailed
and the magic happened.
And within, right back, hell yeah, I'll do it. All right, let's do New Jack. So Jack Edwards, once again, has gotten back into the lab with the ones and twos. So we're going to play you a New Jack Edwards doing the lyrics to... Yeah, we're going to use New Jack loosely because we've started
R&B,
running out of
hip hop. He covers
or
all
rap.
The bases.
That's right. Yeah. And you just tell us either the name of the artist or the song.
Yeah, because you have to be clear because then people will bitch that they weren't New Jack songs.
Right. That's right.
Jason, hello.
Hi. How you doing?
You're a big Bruins fan, I take it.
Oh yeah.
All right. How many songs do we have?
You know what? We have 5 and a bonus. So what we'll do is we'll say he has to get 3 of them.
Okay, you have to get 3 of 5.
The name or the artist.
Do you understand? Right. Do you understand how to play?
Yeah.
Okay, and I will give you multiple choice. Here we go. All right. New Jack Edwards, take it away.
I want to rock right now. I'm New Jack, and I came to get down. I'm not internationally known, but I'm known to rock the microphone.
All right, is that Rob Bass and DJ Easy Rock, Tony Tone, or Keith Sweat?
Say those again, please.
Rob Bass and DJ Easy Rock?
Rob Bass.
Oh, yeah!
Get up! I want to rock right now. I'm New Jack, and I came to get down. I'm not internationally known, but I'm known to rock the microphone because I get stupid. I mean, outrageous. Stay away from me. You're contagious because I'm the winner. No, I'm not the loser. To be an MC is what I choose. The ladies love me. Girls adore me. I mean, even the ones who never saw me. Like, the way I rhyme in a show. The reason why, man, I don't know. So let's go. Because New Jack. It takes Jack to make a thing so right.
See that booty bounce.
It takes Jack to make it outside. Doc Emmerich, I'm putting you on blast. It's pronounced Luchich, fool.
All right, well, Rob Bass.
Doc Emmerich. Doc Emmerich there.
New Jack Edwards.
Of course, New Jack Edwards. He's a fan of the hip-hop as well. Jason, you have gotten 1. You only have to get 2 of the next 4.
It's pronounced Luchich. Fool.
Yeah, he says Lucic.
That's right, the Lucic.
He says Milan Lucic. He's a Milan Lucic.
So he's got Fool. 1 so far. Here we go.
Sucker.
New Jack, take it away.
I love it when you call me Big Papa. Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player. I love it when you call me Big Papa. To the honeys getting money, playing fellas like dummies.
Oh, you used the censored version.
I was wondering how that was going to end.
Took the fellas. Okay, yeah. Somehow if I was Jack, I would not have read the unedited version.
Is that Snoop Dogg, the Notorious B.I.G., or Digital Underground?
Notorious B.I.G.
Oh yeah.
I love it when you call me Big Pop. Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player. I love it when you call me Big Pop. To the honeys getting money, playing fellas like dummies. I love it when you call me Big Pop. If you got a gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place. Because I see some ladies tonight who should be having my baby. Baby. Oh, my wife's going to love hearing that.
You know, New Jack, before every game, cheese, eggs, and Welch's grape. Before every game.
That's right.
New Jack, Edward.
All right. Now you only have to get one of 3.
That's
one
right.
One of 3, Jason. And
all right. Take it away. New Jack Edwards.
You see, the hood's been good to me ever since I was a lowercase G. But now I'm a big G. The girls see I got the money. $100 bills, y'all.
All right. Is that Blackstreet, Montel Jordan, or Bell Biv DeVoe?
Bell Biv DeVoe.
Aww. Come on.
dude. This is how we do it.
You see, the hood's been good to me ever since I was a lowercase G. But now I'm a big G. The girls see I got the money. $100 bills, y'all. I'm kind of buzzed. It's all because this is how we do it. South Central does it like nobody does. This is how we do it. To all my neighbors, you got much flavor. This is how we do it. Let's flip the track, bring the old school back. This is how we do it. In South Central Vermont.
He's not from the streets of Compton.
No, he is not.
All right. You need to get one of the next two.
One of the next two.
All right, here
we
go.
This one's easy. If you don't get this one, then I'm done. Here we go.
A girl starts walking. Guys start gawking. Sits down next to you and starts talking. Says she want to dance because she just likes the groove. So come on, fatso, and just bust a move.
All right. Is that Young MC, Digital Underground, or Guy?
Young MC.
Oh, yeah.
This here's a tale for all the fellas. Try to do what those ladies tell us. Get shot down because you're overzealous. Play hard to get, females get jealous. A girl starts walking, guys start gawking. Sits down next to you and starts talking. Says she want to dance because she likes the groove. So come on, fatso, bust a move. My Stanley Cup is diamond encrusted, playa.
All right. Thank you for playing, sir.
Fatso.
Thank you.
All right. Put you on hold, and now we can just play in the studio.
This one is for you guys. What New Jack hit is this?
Dance. Too much booty in the pants. Dance. Too much booty in the pants. Dance. Too much booty in the pants. Dance. 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 Dance.
I don't know. I requested that you do this one. I don't know who performs it, but I know it's Dance Too Much Booty in Your Pants. I just want to hear the song.
I don't know. I honest to God don't know.
Who knows? It's Miami bass, baby. Make it happen.
Soundmaster T, take it away, New Jack.
Dance, too much booty in the pants. Dance, too much booty in the pants. Dance, too much booty in the pants. Dance, 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 dance. Now I got you in the groove. Shake that booty like a fool. All the ladies with the boom. One, two, three. Let me hear you say. Boom shakalaka, boom shakalaka, boom. 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 Dance, too much booty in the pants. Dance, too much booty in the pants. Dance, too much booty in the pants. Dance, 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 dance. That beat is dirtier than Rafi Torres.
See, I stand by my New Jack Edward does all Miami bass songs.
Boom shakalaka, boom shakalaka, boom.
I wanted him to do Ho Fight. I wanted him to do, you know, Ho Fight. Ho Fight. Poison Ivy. Yes, baby.
Boom, shakalaka, boom, shakalaka, boom.
All right, New Jack Edwards.
And this final one is just for you guys, all right?
Yes.
this one was just, I wasn't even going to do it for a listener. Which artist is this?
Look at the mountains, trees, the seven seas, and everything chilling underwater, please. Hot lava, snow, rain, and fog. Long-necked giraffes and pet cats and dogs. Okay. Water, fire, air, and dirt. Magnets, how do they work? And I don't want to talk to a scientist. Y'all mother lying and getting me pissed.
That is Miracles by ICP.
Yeah. Insane Clown Posse.
Insane Jack Posse.
That's Insane Jack Posse. Taking away New Jack.
Pure mother magic, right? This will blow your mother mind. Mountains, trees, the seven seas, and everything chilling underwater, please. Hot lava, snow, rain, and fog. Long-necked giraffes and pet cats and dogs. Water, fire, air, and dirt. Magnets, how do they work? And I don't want to talk to a scientist. Y'all mother lying and getting me pissed. Magic is everywhere in this. Magnets.
Thank you so much.
That was New awesome. Jack, you were the best.
Is there
Jack
an uncensored Edward. Version we could uncover, perhaps? Or was he not a big fan of saying the swearing?
No, it was. I did not actually swear.
Okay, yes, all right.
I put in bigger words.
There
so.
You go.
Magic
well,
is everywhere up in this.
You have to promise me that the next time we're going all Miami bass. Let's leave you with a little bit. If you want to make that booty clap, boop, 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 let's go.
Dance, too much booty in the pants. Dance, too much booty in the pants. Dance, too much booty in the pants. Dance, 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 dance. Now I've got you in the groove. Shake that booty like a fool. All the ladies with the boom. One, two, three. Let me hear you say. Boom, shakalaka, boom, shakalaka, boom. Boom, shakalaka, boom, shakalaka, boom. Say boom, shakalaka, boom, shakalaka, boom. boom, shakalaka, boom, shakalaka, boom. Dance, too much booty in the pants. Dance, too much booty in the pants. Dance, too much booty in the pants. Dance, 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 dance.
That beat is dirtier than Rafi Torres.
98.5. Toucher and Rich.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. The Stack is sponsored by Window Nation. It's Window Nation's buy two, get two free sale. No down payment, no payments, and 0% financing for 12 full months. Go to windownation.com. During that replay, I was watching a documentary that Adam 12 suggested called Don't Break Down, a film about Jawbreaker. So these are the advantages of working from home.
Is it good enough to watch if you were never a big Jawbreaker fan?
I never was a Jawbreaker fan.
Yeah, I wasn't either.
Well, Albini produced them. This is going to just be between Rich and I, so everyone else just tune out. But Albini produced them, and Albini never produced vocals well. And so even on the Pixies records.
I thought In Utero it was pretty good. I thought Cobain sounded pretty good on that album.
He probably tried harder, like, on that record.
He probably also had, like, a bunch of executives standing behind his back because that was obviously one of their, you know, their big albums they're going to be making that year.
The Jawbreaker album that he produced, he can't remember if they're Jawbox or Jawbreaker.
So, like, Jawbox is a very good band. I would watch a documentary about them.
And then he had them playing out of this Marshall amp that literally is the size of a baseball card.
Yeah.
So
Albini did Failure's first album, which is one of those albums that, like, is when you hear it. And I love that band. And then you see them play those songs live, and you're like, oh my God, why doesn't it sound like this?
That's the thing, is when they had SST, had Spot produce all those records, who had no business producing them. And you're like, these records could have been great.
Yeah, yeah.
But they've buried the vocals on all of them. And I guess Albini was a big fan of burying vocals. Hello, Spruce.
Hi there. Well, SNL, they're returning. That's right. This Saturday night, there's going to be a brand new episode of Saturday Night Live, all done as separate coronavirus social distancing taking place.
By the way, who was on that? Is the guy Gillis? He was on the Zoom. The guy that they had kicked off the show.
Gillis, he's going to be on this episode?
He's on the Zoom. Hmm. They have all the cast on the Zoom and the writers, and he's there.
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, I would think people are worrying about other things right now, so maybe his situation doesn't seem as big of a deal as it did in the past. But
all I'm telling you is on Twitter that someone put it up, and it's, you know, Pete Davidson and the rest of the people, and Gillis is there.
Okay.
So that's what I'm telling you.
That is interesting. We had him in studio, remember that? But
it was great.
Yeah, but it is going to be the social distancing. So they're all going to be in remote locations. Weekend Update's going to be there as well. From what I can tell, it starts at 11:30, and I don't see anything saying anything otherwise that it's not going to be the same hour and a half. Can you imagine them doing skits, like social distance skits with no live crowd?
It's a publicity stunt. And
I don't care, but you got to want to watch that, right? Just to see how it turns out?
No.
For 5 minutes, maybe.
Oh, no. Why don't you
just not have a crowd and just do the show?
Because you can't all gather together. You can't do that. Like, the city doesn't want you doing it. And what a bad message, too, especially in New York City, for them to all do that. I understand that.
I don't get it.
Wouldn't you rather see it this way, too? Like, just how weird? Like, that's going to be amazingly weird, them doing this.
Yeah, it will be like every other Saturday Night Live. I won't watch it.
Don't be that guy. You like some SNL. You like some of it. Maybe not recently, but
I love SNL. I taped the Christopher Guest, Martin Short, a Billy Crystal season in 1985. I've watched those skits constantly. The Eddie Murphy years I've watched constantly. Now, if I dare you to go on Hulu and watch the 75 skits from the original cast, because they're terrible. Why are you pushing me, woman? And so I would dare
there
you.
There are a
to
couple
watch
worth saving, Fred. There are a couple that were good back.
Name
then.
One.
Little Chocolate Donuts.
That was good.
That's not funny.
I thought Little Chocolate Donuts was funny. That was
Little Chocolate
bad.
Donuts, good skit.
Was Fred Garvin male prostitute that year?
Yeah, that was Jack Roach.
I'll give you Fred Garvin male prostitute. I will.
That was good.
Well, 75 was weird because they had the Muppets on it, and they also had to wear bee costumes.
Was Bill Murray the lounge singer that season?
No.
That was
Chevy Chase's only season, was 75. Okay. And then Bill Murray came in afterwards, and Bill Murray obviously was very funny. And then I dare you to watch the 79 season where Aykroyd and Belushi were busy, you know, making millions of dollars and leaving the Garrett Morris in the leg to carry the show. Yeah.
Fred, did you see, a while back, it might have been 2 weeks ago when Chris Farley's, the anniversary of his death happened, there was a guy who writes for, I forget what it was. It was Alan Siegel, I think, who, you know, like his writing. He wrote an
article
about...
Because he wrote a very positive article about us, yes.
He did, but I like his stuff anyway because he does, like, the oral histories of, like, Step Brothers and other weird stuff like that. I like that. I mean, his oral history articles are very good. Yeah, I do like that too. But he wrote an article about the one Chris Farley sketch that nobody else remembers that is like he says one of the funniest things he's ever seen on TV. And he got basically like an oral history of how this appearance, it's like a 2 minute long appearance on Weekend Update. Apparently Chris Farley used to, when he was around like a bunch of people that like he didn't know and only like one of his friends, he would do this thing where he would start telling a joke that started with, so I see this guy, and this guy comes up to me, and he says, and he would never finish the joke. And he said he would go on for like 15, 20 minutes and go, so this guy, you're not going to believe this. So he comes up to me, and he says this, and he's got this face. And he walks up to me, and he says, and I'm sitting there looking at the guy, and I'm like, what's he going to say? And he says, and apparently Farley could take that joke up to 30 minutes, and everyone around him would just be losing their crap. So they tried that on Weekend Update one time, and like it backfired so hard. Like nobody got what he was doing. And like by the end of it, he said it was one of the most awesomely amazing, uncomfortable, like you couldn't believe that somebody greenlit that it was the funniest thing Chris Farley ever did, because he had bought 1,000% into it, and no one in the set or the crowd was buying into it at all.
That was the cast that has the worst ratings in Saturday Night Live history. Is that cast?
You mean the final year of Farley?
No, Farley, Sandler, Spade, worst ratings of all. Saturday Night Live in the history of their run.
They all got fired. Well, I think a lot of them were kind of like had other things going on.
No, Sandler got fired. I mean, he did not want to leave the show and was fired. Farley was fired from the show. So, I mean, they were fired. Now, I don't say it's the right thing to do, but those were not strong seasons. Except for Norm MacDonald. But those were not strong seasons.
I think Nealon was the host of Weekend Update at that time.
Oh, then it's even worse.
Yeah, Nealon was not good. Nealon was
terrible. So, like, no, but those were the worst rated seasons, I believe, in the history of Saturday Night Live.
It's a shame.
And it took Farrell and those guys to come in and to actually save the show.
Yeah, Farrell was fantastic.
And so, Mike Myers and what have you.
Oh, Myers was so good. Two quick Tiger King news bits. First of all, there's going to be a brand new episode that is going to air. What date is this? It's called The Tiger King and I, and it is a recap show that is being an after show hosted by Joel McHale, and he's going to be in studio with a bunch of different guys from the show, including... Who's the guy with the hat and the Ferrari? What's that dude's name?
The guy we went all the hot chicks?
Jeff and Lauren Lowe. Like, remember, Lauren Lowe is his
wife, right.
And he wanted to get the hot housekeepers on there,
well,
too?
I'll tell you this, is that Joel McHale sucks. And
I don't think Joel McHale sucks. Joel McHale's pretty funny.
Okay, we disagree on that. And
he was good on Community. Maybe he was always good on Talk Soup.
Maybe I'm salty.
He was great when he was on our show. He was funny when he was on our show.
He played tight end in college. But then, no comedian has the right to be a good athlete, except for Goldman, because he had such crippling anxiety. But I will tell you this, is that the Tiger King thing, I'm out. I thought, and I agree with you, Rich, I thought it kind of petered out.
A little bit. Except they saved the greatest scene for the final episode at the end. And just show me 2 straight hours of the fat guy on the jet ski, and I am in. Like, I mean, that literally was like a guffaw.
That was brilliant. And it was Kenny Powers, and it was brilliant.
And with Eye of the Tiger,
I don't mean to be negative guy because I just kind of crapped on Farley.
No, I know what you mean. It's everywhere, and it can be oversaturated.
It's not oversaturated. I love I'm watching some dumb Jawbreaker documentary that Adam told me about, and so I watch these things.
But real quick, before you go, this is what's oversaturating. This is where it jumps the shark. Because Rob Lowe has now said that he and this producer are making a Joe Exotic TV series where he plays Joe Exotic. And to that I say, you don't need to make movies out of great documentaries.
I say it all the time, Rich.
It's like the King of Kong is a perfect documentary about the guy who has the high score on Donkey Kong. And they've been talking for years about making a movie out of it. I'm like, you have a movie, and it's perfect.
I say it all the time.
Do you remember they made a movie out of Man and Wire and it failed? Man on Wire is a great documentary.
Because a documentary. Okay, so you take a book, you make a documentary about it.
And then
we have to pass it through like some fictional depiction of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, are we that dumb as a society?
Yes.
We are. Okay, you don't want to read the book. I'm fine. Okay. A great documentary is, in a lot of ways, fulfilling as a book. But then you have to take that documentary and dumb it down in such a way that every idiot, that we're such idiots that we can't figure out, oh, now I get it. I mean, this information has been presented to you in 2 ways.
Yep.
And you didn't have the patience, so now Johnny Knoxville's going to be the star of the Man on Wire?
Mm-hmm.
That, I'm with you, Rich. That drives me crazy. I don't get it. I don't understand it. I don't know why they do it. It makes no sense. That's like the thing with The Dirt. Like, there's a million documentaries about Motley Crue and The Dirt. And by the way, The Dirt could be read by a 4-year-old. I mean, like, it's not like it's great. It's not hard to, like, consume. It's not, you know, it's not.
You okay? You okay?
It's not Ulysses. No, I'm losing my mind. It's not Ulysses. I mean, if you can sit there, you can sit and read The Dirt in probably 2 days. But then they had to make a stupid fictionalized version of it.
Yeah. I didn't mind The Dirt. If I had the movie.
I didn't mind it, but it was so unnecessary.
It was. That was actually fine. I didn't mind that.
Oh, yeah, it was really great. It really covered all the debauchery, considering
it left out 90% of the good stuff.
Right, including the rape that Nikki Six admitted to in the book.
Well, that was not the good stuff, and I actually forgot that happened in the book, so maybe when they left that. I'm talking about some of the other, like the funny stuff.
Okay, well, I mean, you know, to me, if you rape someone, that's worthy of conversation. But nonetheless, we'll leave with that on this Good Friday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.